بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about the deceptive nature and the false promises of Shaitan, and how on the occasion of the Battle of Badr he had appeared in the form of Suraqa bin Malik, and he then promised assistance and support to the Quraysh. But when he then saw the angels coming to assist the Muslims while the battle was taking place, he then turned and fled and abandoned the Quraysh. He did not live up to his promise. He did not give them any assistance, any support in that particular battle. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the terrifying scene that awaits the disbelievers when they leave this world, and particularly referring to the Battle of Badr. But many Mufassirin say that this verse is general and is applicable to any disbeliever who leaves this world. This will be his condition. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةِ Allah says, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if only you could see the condition of these disbelievers when the angels will take away their souls. In other words, at the time of their death, يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ And these angels, while removing or extracting the soul, will be striking their faces and their backs. In other words, they will be beating them and then taunting them and saying, وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ The taste, the punishment of the blazing fire. So from this point already, they will now be exposed to the fire of Jahannam or the fire in the grave, which will be an indication of the punishment in Jahannam that is awaiting them. So this will be said to them at the time that their souls are being taken out. And then the angels will explain to them or say to them, ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ That punishment that you are now seeing or that you are now being exposed to is because of what your own hands have sent forth. In other words, this is the result of your own actions, your own doings. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ And Allah is not oppressive in the least bit to His slaves. This is not zulam, this is not oppression. Generally, when we read the punishments that await the disbelievers, whether it be now at the time of death, or in the grave, or in the hereafter, in Jahannam, then because of the severity of the punishment, a person may be prone to thinking that this is oppressive, this is unfair, or this is an extreme punishment, and therefore a person may think, na'udhu billah, that this is some type of oppression from the side of Allah. So Allah clarifies this, that Allah does not oppress in the least bit any of His slaves, any of His creation. In fact, in the hadith we learn that the justice and the fairness of Allah is such that a disbeliever who does good deeds, Allah will reward him for it in this world. He will see the benefit of his good deeds. He gives charity, he is kind, or he assists somebody. He does some good deed, then Allah will give him the reward in this world. Either Allah will give him some wealth or good health, or Allah will protect him from some calamity in this world. So to that extent is the justice and fairness of Allah. But when that person leaves this world, then there will be no reward for him. So this is not oppression from the side of Allah, but these are the consequences of their actions. And then Allah explains that this sequence where a person disbelieves, he rejects, and eventually the punishment befalls him, this is nothing new. This was the system of the nations of the past also. كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Allah says these Quraysh, their method, their way, the sequence that they have followed is just like that of the people of Fir'aun and those before them. What did they do? كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ They rejected the signs of Allah. They continued to disbelieve, to disobey Allah. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ Then Allah seized them on account of their sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ Indeed, Allah is most powerful and Allah is severe in punishment. So this is a warning to the Quraysh that if you will continue in this manner and you will continue rejecting the signs of Allah, the verses of Allah, then the punishment will befall you as it did to the nations of the past. And then Allah explains a very important principle with regard to worldly bounties, worldly blessings that Allah gives to a person. And the principle that is mentioned in this verse is that when Allah blesses any nation, any group, any people with some bounty, some blessing from His side, then Allah gives them a chance. Allah does not just give a bounty and then take it away for no reason. But when Allah blesses a person with any bounty, then Allah allows him to use it, to benefit from it, to enjoy it. And Allah will only take away that blessing, that bounty, when the person himself changes and he begins utilizing it in the incorrect manner. then Allah will snatch it away from him. Like the Quraysh, they were blessed with worldly power, they were blessed with wealth, and Makkah Mukarramah was the center of activity. People would be coming there to perform Hajj. Even pre-Islam, Hajj would take place, tawaf around Baytullah would take place. So they had this honor, this status Allah had blessed them with. These were all worldly bounties. But Allah took this away from them because they changed themselves. They began misusing this, they began abusing it, they began disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, when we look amongst the nations of the past, the very same thing happened. When Allah blessed them, either with physical strength, with wealth, or with progenies, offspring, whatever Allah had blessed them with, only when they began abusing this bounty or these blessings, then Allah took it away from them. So that is what is mentioned. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ. This punishment that is befalling them is because Allah's system is such that Allah does not change or take away any bounty that He has given to any group of people. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until they change their own condition. And here, Alama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah has mentioned that what is meant by them changing is that is two things. One is in terms of their i'tiqad, their belief system now goes astray. And the second is with regard to their niyat, their intention. Sometimes the beliefs are correct, but they have incorrect intentions, ulterior motives for every action they do. So when they make this change, now Allah will take away His bounty. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is all hearing, all knowledgeable. So Allah knows the condition of this group of people. كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. This portion of the verse is repeated, that the system that they are following is just like the people of Fir'aun and those before them. كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. They belied or they rejected the signs of their Rabb. فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah says, we seized them. We destroyed them on account of their sins. وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. And we caused the people of Fir'aun to drown. وَكُلٌّ كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ. And to clarify once again, Allah says, all of them were oppressors. This was not oppression from Allah's side, but on account of their own zulam, their own oppression, this punishment then befell them. Allah protect us and give us tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.